The Good, the Bad, and the Boucherian.
The Good, the Bad, and the Boucherian.
And folks, you're listening to The Good, the Bad, and the Boucherian.
Aiden Ernest.
Yes, Billy. Niambia.
Poa, how are you?
I've been good, wewe.
I'm good. I can't complain.
Mm-hmm.
How is it roaming the streets of Nairobi, Eldoret?
I mean Nairobi's ai ni kwa home too.
When we wonder what we can wake up tomorrow, umeenda US bila kutuambia.
Mimi.
Unajua wewe nimekuonea mbali.
Mimi I'm still a local man, local boy. Hata passport sahi at the moment sina, hata ukisema unanilipia kwenda siezi.
Are you serious?
But my passport expired. And I might be going out of the country actually next year. Sorry?
And the government has said they are not printing passports.
Hey, I need to actually apply because next. So, yeah. Nafani jipange. And you, how is law school?
Let me work hard. Law school is good. Law school like an excellent program. Actually, there is, in fact, for moot court.
But yeah, there is.
I finally feel what you guys say as medicine students, that you're already in the corner, you're already lagging behind. I used to wonder, what does that mean? But now I know exactly what that means.
Yeah. But it's good. Okay. It's good. How are you finding the like? Is there? I saw your list of things to read and stuff, and it seemed like, hey, you're reading all those stuff in a week.
Yeah, because you know, once you don't leave it, it like work piles up. So there's no I missed LLB, Jamani. But you know, there's no break per se where you say there's nothing to read. There's always something to read. The same way you guys always have. Then you can't reach a point where you're satisfied and say, wow.
That you've done everything,
there's always something to read, something. And you don't also start lagging behind this early because, you know, it gets worse with project work coming along and all that
stuff. Yeah. So, how does your typical day look like? So with law school incorporated?
Ask me that end of this week because last week was just adjusting. So that one, I can't even tell you anything solid. But end of this week, I'll have a proper answer to that question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so for you, my previous guest asked you
a
question that I have for the next guest.
Yes.
All else constant, do you remember to consciously speak positively over yourself and towards yourself?
Mm-hmm.
That's my question.
All else constant.
Yes.
Do I remember to speak personally? Well, I try as much as possible to be positive. I think I'm generally I'd be lying if I said I'm a positive person. I always try to mitigate risk in the sense that I try to look at what could go wrong so that, you know, that can be handled. And I always tell people, like, I'm the most unlucky person. Like, you know, Murphy's Law, anything that... That can go wrong, it always happens to me. I always say, you remember when you were talking and you said, ati where is it kutajaribu kuiba, you know, that's the deal, because same to me.
Yeah.
Because, I feel like I always have a way of having things sort of going against me in a way. So I always try to think of what, you know, might go wrong. But in most of the time I think to remain positive of the outcome, but I'm almost a realist in most situations because I'm always real. For example, I might be starting something like a business, but I'm telling myself, you know, this might not work out because the statistics are actually against me, you know. 80% of businesses fail in, you know, I don't like the first year or something. So I'm always sort of real to that. I'm awake to that fact. But I try to, like, do my best in that situation. And I know, like, if that happens, it's not like it's an anomaly. It's like a normal thing. So not really speaking positive things to myself. I'm always awake to the real things really on the ground, yeah.
So you do not have the fear of failure as well?
Well, failure is a part of life. I feel like what really matters is what you take out of it. You have I think failure is a process. You know, you learn from what has gone wrong, yeah. But again, I'll speak in relation to attempting, you know, and enterprising stuff. When mostly as guys who start businesses, we're always quick to explain, you know, we learned something from our failure, but you know, that doesn't really help the people who are banking on you to succeed. So it's always good to try and succeed, but I think failure is part of life, and it's good to learn from it. Am I scared of it? I am scared of failure. I can't say that. I'm happy when I fail. Sometimes it breaks me for a while, but then I try and pick myself up, because I say failure is feedback. If I do an exam and I don't do as well as I expected to do, I actually take that as feedback, because it actually means I didn't study well, or my study techniques are not working. Same as you know, in a business, if you're trying to do something and customers aren't responding to the product that you're developing, it means probably you aren't really awake to the needs that they want particularly, or your product is a bit off, or that isn't really a need. You know, there are all this feedback. There's all this feedback you get from a failed attempt at something. Yeah. So failure is feedback. Yeah.
So for you, again, with that as well, because, you know, I need to give my listeners context that mm-hmm. for Adrian, getting a 19 and exam is failing. So
Well, I think everyone, of course, has standards. You know, you have a particular standard, maybe you set, or goal that you set for yourself. Maybe for some people, in a business, if their business doesn't become a unicorn that is chugging, you know, $1 million a year in the first 2 years, it's a failure. Yeah. And then mm-hmm. I'm just happy to have my business alive, you know, after 2 years, you know. So
yes,
I think we all grade ourselves based on different things, and we all have different skills of assessing progress and success. So I think it's a very subjective thing. So yeah.
Yes, true. So would you say you've ever failed? And if so, how did it change you?
Well, I have felt that I've failed. For example, you know, it would surprise many, but even my KCSE, I wasn't really like impressed. Same as KCPE. I felt like I could have done better. Yeah. So and of course, guys are telling you, oh, you've done really well. You've done really well. But to me, it didn't. It felt like failure of sorts. So yeah, I've failed. I've failed lots of times. I've failed at some businesses I've tried. I failed even in med school. I failed quite a bit. So I'm sort of intimate. I even used to journal, and I was going through my diary in first year when I'd gotten back some of my papers. Yeah. So I remember I wrote actually the date. I remember reading it earlier last year. And I was reading, and I'd written something like, I got my first results in med school, and they weren't as good as I expected. But then it seemed like I was so shocked at the time, and I thought like the world would be crumbling. But now looking back, I'm just like, that was probably an overreaction. But yeah, uh-huh. Those moments you feel like you failed. And when someone tells you, you know, it's going to be okay, you really think, is it really going to be okay? But yeah, I think I've had some sort of relationship with failure and all that. Yeah.
So that as well, what's a life lesson that life has taught you that you wish you knew earlier?
A life lesson that life has taught me at 23.
Mm-hmm.
That I wish I knew earlier. I think yes. What I'd say is, I think I wish I knew the benefit of networking a bit earlier, because I think I had a huge opportunity one time when I was younger. I think like 5 years ago, when I was in a situation where I could have networked with like a lot of people, but I was sort of you know, reserved. And I think one lesson is that, you know, the networks and the relationships that you create in your 20s are much more valuable than any sort of monetary gain that you may make in your early 20s. Because if you make money and you don't have perspective, that money is not going to help you in anything. Yeah. So
yeah.
It's good for you to first have that perspective. You listen to people who have actually gone on and done those kind of things. And from there, if you make impact, you know, in whichever aspect in your career, in your business, wherever, you're going to have that wisdom to be able to handle it better. So I feel like I wish I knew the importance of networking much, much earlier. I think I'd be farther right now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Again, what is one book that you think has profoundly influenced your perspective on life?
One book. Can I really pick one? I think I read quite a number, depending on the area. Let me think of one. I always say that the book I'm reading, sort of influences it. It sort of almost leaks through. You know, when I'm speaking about issues, I'd probably be speaking about the book that I'm reading. So I can't pick one really that I can say changed my perspective, but I can tell you about the one I'm reading now. Maybe if you give me time, I'll give you a response later about the one which I think was most impactful. But I'm reading a book called The Lean Startup. Yeah. So it's basically talking about how to create a really efficient product that responds to the needs of consumers. They talk about four questions that you're supposed to, answer before you release your product to the consumers. Because, you know, number one, you need to know, is this actually a problem that I'm solving that is recognized by real consumers? Two, are they willing to pay for your product? Three, are you able to actually craft a solution for these customers? And four, why are you, what is the edge you have on existing products of a similar nature in the market? So, I think it's been really insightful because I'm also on a similar journey. And so that's really what I've been thinking about for the past, like, I think 2 weeks or so. So, yeah, although it's not really an answer to your question, I think it's an interesting read, which I'd recommend to anyone who is interested. I'm also reading another one called The Man for, I'm forgetting the title a bit, but basically a book about this guy who talks about how to navigate different financial markets and kind of thing. I think it's called The Man for Any Markets or something like that. Yeah, those are the two reads that I'm currently going through. But to answer the one which has had the most impact, I feel like, you know, books are a way that someone can write a book in 1500s or even the Bible, which was written 2000 years ago and even more than that. And, you know, you're almost having a conversation with someone who existed in a totally different place and time. And it's almost magical, yeah? Because this information can be transmitted over time and space, you know, and you can sort of peer into the thoughts, the intimate thoughts of this author. And I think in a way which few technologies can do. Yeah, so I think it's really brilliant, but I can't really tell you off the top of my head which book I think has had the most impact in my worldview or anything. Yeah.
Or to be an avid reader. You know, it's so funny that all you, as my friends, are avid readers, and then I'm the one who draws the line there. So thank you for reading, so I don't have to. So lastly, now this is a task upon you. What is the one question you would ask the next guest?
What is the one question I'd ask the next guest? I'd probably ask them what are their goals for, you know, we always talk about resolutions as we begin the year, but we don't keep ourselves accountable. For example, you might say, I want to achieve this by the end of the year, but you know, we don't break down our goals into bits, a goal is just a mammoth of a problem that needs to be broken down into bits that are achievable over time. Yeah. So my question to them would be, did you make resolutions for the new year? And since we're in the middle, mid-February, how far have you gone in achieving those goals, and what have you done to achieve those goals? Yeah.
Accountability. Damn. Yeah. I wouldn't want to be the next guest.
No, but you're the most accountable person I know. I haven't even, you know, I wake up and I look at your Instagram, and then I see you've gone to the gym, you've gone for a swim, you've gone for a run. I'm like, hey, I've not even begun my gym year yet. So I think you really pushed me. I'm supposed to begin tomorrow, so my year basically begins tomorrow. So without you, probably I'd not begin till much later. So thank
I'm
you.
Home in Nigeria, but thank you.
Yeah.
Nice. So I'll let the listeners trust the Bushan and portfolio us the good, the bad, and Bushan, and tell us what they loved about this Bushan bite. Have a lovely week ahead, folks, and cheers.